We are now joined by Seth Reeves of Sewanee, Georgia, who plays for Georgia Tech. And Seth, congratulations on an opening round 65 out here at the Western this week.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Did it come easy?
yes and no. I mean, I played really well, and kind of every asset of my game, part of my game was working, and I was relaxed. But I mean, this course is still pretty challenging, and it's pretty easy to screw up. And I was lucky enough to not put myself in some tough positions where I was scrambling.
Did you start on the front or the back?
Started on the front.
And you started with a birdie on one, birdie on five, bogeyed seven. Seems like seven must be playing difficult today.
And then
birdie
on seven.
Eight.
Seven. I hit a three wood trying to lay up short of that bunker and pulled it a little bit and hit it in the rough and kind of had a difficult lie a little bit, but just caught a flyer and pushed it and it landed a little long and left of the green, and it wasn't too hard of a chip. I just probably just was gripped up too high on it or something, and I just kind of flubbed it and didn't even get it to the green. From there, it only went about 5 feet in front of me, and so that was kind of shocking because I mean I kind of hadn't missed a shot up until then,
and then the bogey free the rest of the round.
I got up and down for bogey, and then from there, just, you know, still one under through seven. I just told myself, you know, it's not a big deal. I got a par five coming up, and I'm used to it a little bit, but it's kind of tricky because it can sit down in there and it'll come out pretty.
You just
pretty
don't know
rough
if it's
and
a
then,
flyer,
but then
or
it
not.
Can
yeah.
fly. Like yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes it, you know, you don't think it's always just really going to fly out. But practice round yesterday, some of my buddies caught some flyers, and that one I caught a flyer too. So it's kind of hit and miss a little bit.
And you read the greens well. What was probably some of the longest putts you hold, or were your approach shots, you know, were they a lot of 5, 10 foot and in, or did you hold anything with some length?
Yeah, I think the longest putt I made was on 15, and that was about 18 feet or something. So I actually gave myself a lot of opportunities inside that.
Yeah.
I had, I think, a wedge on 10 that was 2 feet, and then hit it on 16 to 2 feet, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And, had it like a chip on one was about 5 feet away, and you know I two putted 8 for birdie there, so I mean I had some good ones, and then I think when I birdied 11 that was about a 15 footer, so I mean any, you know I putted pretty well from that 5 to 15 foot range.
Seth Reeves of Sewanee, Georgia, who is leading the Western Amateur in the clubhouse right now, -7. Shoots a 65, one off the course record. When you played your practice round yesterday, did you think a 65, 66, 64 was out here?
I didn't know. I mean, to be honest, I actually played with my host family on Sunday. I came in early, and I actually shot 66, but we played from the forward tees on the par 3, so from that point, I didn't really give myself very much credit for that. At all, so I really would have thought, you know, maybe 4 under or something would have been solid, but I really didn't have a number in mind whatsoever when I was out there. Just kind of came in with a relaxed mindset, and if I can just kind of give everything to God type thing and just put everything off of myself. I like to be a perfectionist and hold myself to a really high standard sometimes, and that's golf's going to disappoint you, so I just tried to relax, and so I guess when I was, you know, 5 under with a few holes to go, I knew it was possible, but I didn't have anything in mind coming
into
it.
Real quick, Trey, how far did you have in on 18?
18, I had 189.
189. I mean, that's the closest
I've
heard.
That's a good birdie, too.
Yeah. There's only been 3 of them.
Yeah, I'm one of the longer hitters out here, I would say. Maybe not the longest, but one of the longer ones.
Average about 315 off the tee?
With a good drive, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Real quick, your thoughts on the course.
Course, it's perfect. It's really pristine. It's just, and it's an amazing piece of land, really. Just all the elevation's awesome, and the greens are perfect. So it's a really fun course to play.
Seth, congratulations on your round today.
Thanks
for joining us.
Yeah,
good
thank you.
Good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you.